As we grow up, I suppose we all have some fears in life. For a little, maybe those things under the bed, you know, we go to bed where you're little, maybe there's something under there that's going to get us during the night. Or in our house in Indianapolis when I was growing up, there was a dark corner down in the basement. And I would hate to go down there at nighttime. I turned the lights on, but I couldn't see in that corner. And I didn't want somebody to come out and get me. So we all have fears in our lives. Maybe we grow up, we go to school, maybe there are bullies around, we're afraid of them. Or maybe we're afraid of tests because we didn't study. Or as we grow older, maybe it's worried about cancer, COVID, or whatever else it is, you know, that we have. Finally, death, you know, worry about that. Jesus always tells us, don't worry about those things. And yet, you know, we still worry about them. One of the things that I never had to worry about, and I suppose most here did, starvation. Not to have enough food. Where's the next meal coming from? That's the first gospel. That's the first reading today. The widow. She was on her way to pick up a few sticks that she'd have be able to build a fire and make the last bit of bread for herself and her son. Now, there was a great drought in Israel and also in the surrounding territory. God had sent a drought there because of the king Ahab, who was so bad. So anyway, this drought was going on, and Elijah had to leave the place where he was. Ravens were bringing him food along the stream, but the stream dried up. The ravens were not there anymore, so God says, go to Zarephath. There's a woman there, and she'll take care of you. So he gets to the town, and he sees her. He says, could you give me a little bit of water? So she goes off to get some of these. And by the way, when you come back, please bring a little bit of bread. She said, I don't know how I'm going to do that. I mean, I'm gathering some sticks to build a fire because I have a little flour in my jar left and a little oil to mix with it so I can make a little bread for myself and my son. And after we eat that, we got no more. I don't know what we're going to do then. And you want me to bring you something. First, go ahead and do what you're doing, but first bring me the bit of bread, and then God will take care of you the rest of the time. So she goes off and makes the bread, brings a piece of bread, comes back, and as it happened, the jar of the flour never ran out, and the jug of oil sustained them for the whole rest of the year for the drought. As you read that story, he said, that took a lot of courage. Took a lot of belief in this. She knew he was a prophet, and she thought, well, can I do that? Don't be afraid, he says. Is that the message? Not trust God? Is that the? I think the real message today is, what did he say? First, bring me a bit of bread, and then go and fix something for your sons. So first of all, she had to trust that she would be able to do that. I mean, get enough for all of them. Secondly, the jar would not run out. And thirdly, to do him first. I'm starved. I'm hungry. I'm going to give you first. First, bring me a bit of bread, and then you go ahead and do what you want to do. She did that, and that's what happened. I tell you, really, as you read that, you say, is that the message? I think it is. Why? Because we don't always put God first. Think of that. When we pay our bills, what do? We pay our bills, we say, well, I got the light bill, I've got the utilities, I got to pay my rent, I've got to do this, I got to do that, pay off my mortgage and all this and that. I don't have any money left. I'd like to pay God more. I'd like to do more for God, but I don't have it there. I remember a friend of mine, he was starting a business. He said, I felt always bad. I go to church, I want to give God more. I have a dollar in my pocket. It's all I have for the rest of the week. And I give that. I thought there's something wrong. I ought to be getting more for God. But he said, I didn't have any money. So I decided I was going to do with the gospel what the Old Testament said. God told the people of the Old Testament, give 10%, a tithing to me, and you'll be taken care of. So he said, I decided I'm going to do that. So he calls a friend in who had the same type of business. And he asked him, he said, how do I do this? I mean, how am I going to make things work so I can pay my get my business going and my family and take care of it and give 10% to God? The guy looked over his books and he said, you can't do it. In no way you can do that. He said, well, I want to do it. I think I have to do it. Well, you have to count somebody else because I can't help you. So the guy left and he said, I'm going to do it. He started doing it. And at fall of the year, when he had to send his children to school, especially as the daughters, he wanted to go to college. How are you going to get any money to buy their clothes and things? Somebody would knock on the door and say, you know, we live down the street and we got these daughters that we can't use these clothes. They're practically brand new. I don't know if you can use them or not. Every time I needed something, he said, it was always there. Because he put God first. He realized that something's wrong in his life. That he paid all these other bills because he had to. But God was always last. If he had anything left, he'd give it to God. See, that's where we all start. I mean, that's kind of nature to us. Got to take care of ourselves, you know. How can we give anything to God? There was a woman who was a Protestant who became Catholic. As a Protestant, she gave 10% back to God. And she was regular doing that. She'd take her bills and things and put God there, 10% for God. The rest she'd pay her bills off. Then she became Catholic. And she said, well, I guess I don't have to tithe anymore. Catholics don't tithe. So I'm free of that. So she didn't tithe anymore. And things went downhill. She had had all kinds of problems with her bills and paying her bills and getting along. And she said, what's going on here? I never had any problem before. Now? And she said, I have a hard time paying my bills. She went back to tithing. No more problems. She put God first. We don't do that. We really don't do that. We say, we can't. I mean, I'd like to, but I can't. And there may be a time in our life when we are having a problem. But we got to think about God for always. I think the message of the day is God covered. For the woman in the gospel, she had no more, but she trusted God. He came first. She owed the temple tax, and she paid her tax. The two coins she had, that's all she had, so that's all she had to pay. And she trusted God would take care of it. She put God first. I think that's the message in today in the gospel. It's also a message for us, too, to think about putting God first. If we're not doing it now, it's hard. You know, how can we give God 10%? You know, how much do we give God? Somebody asked me that time. I was a priest. I'd been a priest for a number of years. And I heard of the 20%. I thought I was generous with God. I said, well, I think I'm doing okay. And someone says, well, how much do you give? I said, what do you mean? Well, how much, what percentage? Well, I said, well, I don't know. So I sat down. I put down my income, which wasn't too much. And I looked what I was giving back to the church. I was surprised. I was not giving very much, considering. If you're going to go by percentage, I think God, I would challenge all here today to do that. See if you can do that. Put down what comes in, how much you give back to God. Then you'll know how generous you are with God. In the Old Testament, it was 20 or 10%. That's what a tithe is. I had someone speaking on tithing one time in my parish, in a former parish. He said, I thought he tithed. He said he tithed. I said, okay, well, why don't you talk? And he said something about giving so much, and I said, well, that's not tithing. He says, what do you mean tithing? I said, tithing is 10% of your income. Oh, I can't do that. I said, well, you said you tithe. Well, I'm generous, but I don't know if I do that. You can't do that. I said, well, you can't give a talk because I'm talking about tithing, and that's what it has to be. Oh, okay. That's the message. And, of course, it works in today especially. I don't know if it was just happenstance or what it is, but this message today in the gospel is what we're talking about too. When I left here, when I retired 11 years ago, I didn't know what I was going to do. I knew I wasn't going to stay in the rectory here because that wouldn't be right for the next person coming in. PLC was coming, Sister Joan was coming in, so if she wanted to live there, fine. If she didn't, that was her problem, but or her choice. But I knew I had to go someplace else. I couldn't live here with her, and it wasn't my rectory anymore because I wasn't pastor anymore. So I decided I was going to, I knew J.J. and he had a house there, and he said he could rent it to me. I said, fine. But I had nothing put in there. I had no furniture, no beds. I had nothing. So I said, and the little money I had, I didn't know if I could even furnish a house. I didn't have to worry. You people, the people of St. Vincent, came forward, the people here at that time. They furnished my house. They gave me a big television and a computer. I just walked in. There it was. God took care of me. That's what you call providence. I didn't know what I was going to do. I had no idea. If it hadn't been for you, I'd been on the streets, I guess. I don't know. At least I had a house, but no place to lay my head. I'm on the floor, maybe. But you took care of me. See, that's what providence does. That's what God does. Trust God, and He will take care of you. But that's hard to do. It really is. We all know that. We want to be generous. We want to do what we can for God, but we got bills to pay. We got things to do. We got family support. It's hard. And so we go the easy route. So I know it's difficult. I know maybe some of you do and some don't, but just do your best. And that's what the Catholic Church, you know, this is the weekend for our Father Love down here about the United Catholic Appeal this weekend. You got it in your church. If you could do that to decide what you can give today and put it in the collection box, five. Otherwise, take it home and think about it this week and then come back next week. Remember that the money that you give is not just for the archdiocese up there running. It helps the retired priests. If I right now I'm able to take care of myself in the home, but if I have to go to a nursing facility, it's about $4,000 a month. The archdiocese is willing to pay $2,000 of that to help me stay there for my old age if I have to go there. There's several priests in that kind of a situation. Where's that money come from? From you again. From this appeal to the United Catholic Appeal. So it helps our priests. It helps other people in need in the archdiocese. It helps run the archdiocese. So it's not just something that they do for themselves and they make it all, that it's all theirs. No, they use it to help us, former priests that are retired especially. Now, we have our own income, but still, it's not going to take care of nursing homes and things like that. So what you give to the United Catholic can help former priests, can help the archdiocese, in its difficulty in running a diocese, running something like that. So we ask you to think about that. If you can do that in church today, fine. Otherwise, take it home with you, bring it back, and put it in the collection back next weekend. But do think about what you can give God and how generous you can give. St. Vincent has never, I'm going to say, had a problem. St. Vincent has met their goal every year for the last few years, and St. Joseph has a problem. So I would encourage those of St. Joseph, if you can't give a whole lot, at least think about giving something and not to just pass it up. So this is an appeal, but it's also what God tells us. We look at the gospel, we look at the readings today. It says, God says, first trust me, first give to me, and I'll take care of you.